You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Jesus taught us to pray with perseverance. Learn more about asking, seeking, and knocking in week 14 of our series, Redefined.
Now, for today, we're down to the 14th installment. Can you stay your seat with me for a while? 14th. We're almost at the end of our Redefined series. We're third to last. Woo! Okay, ang banan nyo ka, yes, habit na jud. Anyone here, your complete attendance ka sa Redefined series? Redefined, okay. And today, we're going to talk about ask, seek, and knock. We're going to talk about prayer once again. But before that, I'm going to show a couple of pictures here for a while. As I show these pictures of these characters, anyone here can tell me, what do all these characters have in common? Yeah, they're a fighter, they train. What else? There's a theme when it comes to this type of character. Not just because they're a fighter. Okay, basically, all these three characters, they were at one point the underdogs. Diba? If you're familiar with an underdog kind of story, it's a story when you have a character, maybe he's weak, he's poor, he's challenged or something, and he has to overcome a huge amount of obstacles and challenges for him to succeed. You know, just like, for example, Rocky, okay, the all-classic boxing Rocky. You know the sound of Rocky, right? When he was training, when he was running. Some of you ka nag-jogging mo, diba? Na-feel ninyo kaya mo ramang si Rocky. Okay? Or si Naruto, okay? For those of you who are younger, who are familiar with this anime and the manga, okay? And Hiccup, okay? All these characters, at one point, they were looked down. They had several challenges to overcome. Nobody thought they would win or amount to anything. They were the underdogs. And you know, we love watching these stories, watching these movies. Di ba kita mga Pinoy, mili kita ka ng mga rags to riches na stories. Those people who used to be nothing but ended up becoming like multi-millionaires or really successful or famous. There are stuff like that. Another picture I want to show is this guy. That guy over there. You might not know who this guy is, but this is the founder of Forever 21. And before he became the founder, see, Mr. Duan Chang, he used to work 3 jobs just to support himself, just to survive. He's a Korean immigrant to the United States, and it is a typical rags-to-riches tale. He was nobody, working 3 jobs. Eventually, he opened up a store and became Forever 21. So, itong mga hiligo Forever 21, he's the guy who made it. Another thing, talking about perseverance and adversity, a real-life story is this guy right here. You guys know this guy, right? It's Nick Vujicic. I can't pronounce his name well. But basically, he's the guy who was born without limbs. No arms, no legs. He could have lived his life miserable, not amounting to anything. You look at him, parang, he can't walk, he can't do anything well. And yet, this guy refused to let his circumstances, his predicaments limit his life. This guy can swim, can surf. Kisa sa inyo, kabulong mo surf, masikita mo yung paa. Like me, I can't even swim, even if I have long arms and long legs. He got married, now he has 2 kids. But really, the amazing thing about this guy is, he persevered. Just like his story, we love hearing, watching stories like this. They inspire us to move forward, to persevere, to overcome the challenges we have in our lives, whatever that may be. May it be our studies. Anyone here, students, you still have final exams next week? Tangan pa? You're a single professional, you're working, or you're married. There are things that you're believing for your family. Whatever obstacles you have, we love to hear stories like this because they encourage us to move forward and persevere. Now, talking about perseverance still, today, as we talk about ask, seek, knock, I'm going to talk about a different kind of perseverance, but still about perseverance. And that is to pray in perseverance, to pray persistently. Now, a lot of times, whenever we face challenges, but yes, not a mentality, go, go, don't quit. Motto sa Alaksan ba na, wag kang ayaw, think positive. We're all for that. No, we don't quit when we're faced with challenges. But why is it whenever we talk about prayer, one of the things we easily drop, we easily quit, and don't persist in is prayer. When you feel like the results aren't there, when you feel like nothing's happening right away, we easily quit on prayer. Of all the things that we do, one of the things we quickly give away, we have not persevere or endure in doing, is in prayer. That's why we have this installment right here about ask, seek, knock, for us to understand that we should not quit or give up in prayer, that we should persevere while we pray, while we are praying. So if you have your Bibles, would you kindly turn them to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 12. And verse 7 says here, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,
How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? Verse 12, so whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Now today, as we go through those couple of verses, I'm going to share just three simple things for us. Talking about prayer and what attitude we should have to persevere in prayer, I'm going to share three simple things coming from those verses. And the first of which is ask. I'll tell you, sit with me for a while. Ask. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, it says here, ask and it will be given to you. And in verse 8, for everyone who asks, receives. Jesus said these following things, talking about prayer. I know we've tackled about prayer a couple of installments ago. We've had spiritual disciplines, we've had the Lord's Prayer, and this right here is like, these are his last letter palang, kanang PS, kanang last few statements, iba sa letter. It's kind of like that. These are his last few instructions. If the Lord's Prayer was talking about giving us an outline on how to pray, this here is an encouragement for us to not quit praying. The first thing Jesus said in his three-step instruction is basically first to ask. When we pray, do not hesitate to ask God. Just to backtrack a bit what prayer is about, it's our communication with God. It's our time and opportunity to talk to God. And as we communicate, as we talk to Him, part of that communication is asking. That we have this avenue to ask God of our needs, of our wants, our dreams, our desires. We get to ask God our questions. We get to ask God things. The Greek word for ask comes from the Greek word aiteo, which means to ask with urgency, even to the point of demanding. Have you ever had someone ask you something about kisamukan ka kasi pangutana? Gidemand yun niya. Kasi gi-ask ni mo. Bro, ang bina, bro, be. That's what you hear, to ask, to demand. Your parents, you'd know, right? Your kids, they would walk up to you, they would ask you stuff. Papa ni palit miyani pa? Papa ni palit miyani pa? Or ma, mga ubalon ma? Or students, diba? You ask your parents whenever something is wrong, you need help with something, or you need anything, you'd ask your parents. And Jesus here encourages us to ask. Don't hesitate to ask. You remember we had this installment about worry and anxiety? We spend so much time when we have a problem, when we need something, we spend so much time thinking about it, worrying about it, thinking what could go wrong, forgetting the fact that we can ask God for help. We can go to God and ask God, Lord, I need this. Lord, I need help with this. Lord, what do you think about this? We can ask God, and yet we don't ask. Why do we need to ask? The book of James gives us a good encouragement, reminding us we should ask God certain things, things that we need or we want. It says here, James chapter 4, verse 2, you desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and not obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You do not have what you want, what you're dreaming for, you're wishing for, you're thinking in your head, man, may tanakwani. You do not have that because you're not asking God. You're not praying it to God. You're not opening up to God. Lord, this is what I'm praying for. You do not ask. One way to understand that is, let's say, for example, you go to your favorite fast food restaurant. And let's say you go to McDo. You go to the menu. You look at the menu and you like Big Mac. So you want to eat a Big Mac. You go to your seat. You wait there. 30 minutes pass by. Dugay lang yung service. 30 minutes. Dugay man. 1 hour passed by. Man, binuang na dyan eh. 1 hour. Abi na ako fast food ni. So you go to the counter. You demand, Miss, asan akong burger? Wala pala ginabot ang burger na ako. The woman there, she scrambles. Sir, sorry. Sir, nag-order ka, sir? Wala. Wala ako nag-order. No, ganan ako Big Mac, pungko ko. I want a Big Mac. Now, if you were the clerk or you were the woman in the counter, whatever, you hear that, what would you respond? It sounds crazy. You don't just go to any restaurant, you sit at a table, and you think, man, they know my order. It doesn't happen. You don't just go there and wait without ordering. You have to make it known to them. You know, speak things and all that. This is what I want. Ganahan ko Big Mac. Ganahan ko chicken filet. Walay ray drinks and all that. The point is, if we want something, we have to make it known. I know the Bible says, before we even ask things, God already knows it. Matthew 6 verse 8 says, do not be like them, the pagans, for your Heavenly Father knows what you need before you ask Him. God already knows what we need before we ask Him. Now, some of us might think, okay, then I guess di na ako kailangan mag-pray. I mean, God knows naman tong. Why do I need to pray, tell Him, and all that? Well, you see, yes, God knows what you want, and you know, He could provide it for you. He's not going to just do everything for us just because He knows what we want. Because at the end of the day, the main goal of prayer is not getting what we want or what we even need. The whole point of prayer is not for us to have an avenue to treat God like He's some cosmic genie. Now, when you go to God, Lord, this is what I want for today. Lord, this is what I need for tomorrow. Or to treat God like some ATM, you just go in, put your card, type the amount you want, withdraw, then you leave. The whole point of prayer is not just to get what we want from God. The whole point of prayer is a form of communication. It's for us to grow in our relationship with God. For us to grow in our understanding, how we relate to God. It's all about communication. How would you feel if you have a friend, a family member, every time you meet, naku kailangan, pwede mga iwan. Pagumanapot, hey, can I have this? Hey, by the way, can you do this for me? Ay, pwede ka ni. Diba? What kind of relationship would that be? God cares for us. Yes, He wants to bless us. If you have any doubts in your mind, is God a blesser? Does God care? Yes, He cares. He's a blesser. He wants to give. But not just that, He's more concerned about our relationship with Him, our character, our being. We'll learn more about the blessing part. But basically, the overarching idea of prayer as an avenue for us to talk to God, to open our lives before Him. He knows what we want, yes. He just wants us to bring it out, to step out in faith and to say it. But it's one way to say something and believe something, to audibly say it, compared to wishful thinking lang. Na kung may tabo siya, okay. Wala na kasi mo. Compared to when you're actually believing for something, you're declaring something, you're telling, Lord, this is what I'm believing for. It's different. Kaya nga si God, He wants us to pray, to ask of Him. So ask God. Do not hesitate. Do not think na, Lord, wala rin prayer na ako. Jesus said, ask. Ask things in God. Now talking about asking, does it mean ba nga we get to ask everything kang God? This goes with everything na, Lord, gahan ko usa ka dosen ng chocolate bar right now, Lord God. Lord, gahan ko bagong car right now, Lord God. Meron mahulog yung car diha. Does it mean you can just ask anything from God? No holds barred. There's no rules whatsoever. No conditions. One way to know of what we can ask of God, if you're here, you're confused. How can we ask things from God? It's in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. It says here, and this is the confidence that we have toward Him, towards God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. In other words, how do you know if your prayer is the right kind of prayer? It says here, anything according to His will. Anything according to God's will. In other words, if you're here today, if you're a student, Lord, I pray, Lord God, makabasar ko sa exam, Lord, I pray nga, ma-absent akong teacher, Lord God, para po kayo one day to study. It doesn't work that way. If you're praying, Lord, I pray nga akong boss, Lord God, ma-absent siya or something. I hate my boss or what. If you pray harmful prayers, it's not gonna work. You pray anything that's under the will of God, that's within the will of God. God's plans, purposes, whatever is good and pleasing, whatever God says it's okay, that's what you can pray for. You want to pray for healing? Go on, pray for healing. You want to pray for provision? Pray for provision. You want to pray for blessing? Pray for those things. If you're unsure what to do, what to pray for, you're thinking, Tom, how do I know? I still don't know, okay? If this is will ni God bar or something. That's wherein we get the second step that Jesus said. The second thing that Jesus said in the main verse we're reading a while ago is the word seek. Take your seatmate for a while. Seek. Not seek, but seek, okay? To find, to look for something. The word seek in Matthew 7, verse 7, 8, says here, seek and you will find. In verse 8, it says there, and the one who seeks finds. He reinforced Jesus, seek and you will find, and the one who seeks finds. The word seek comes from the Greek word zeteo. Asking, seeking, it may sound similar, but seeking, coming from the Greek word zeteo, means to try to find something, to look for in order to find what one desires. Somehow to bring into relation with oneself. So it's like to find something, to look for something. That's what seeking means. It's kind of like if you have cravings for food, anyone there nag-craving na mo before, giadto dyan mo balagun sa kaliyo just to get what you want. Siguro nag-craving mong lechon, yung Valencia dyan para mag-lechon ka. Or siguro sa mga mahilig ukay, anyone here mahilig ukay? Diba? You won't stop until you find that one clothes diyan, a bargain. Kaya, kay, tarintara ni, okay. Ihulang ka dyan mo pangita, balag abog na diha, balag gubot na. You don't wanna stop, mong ukay ka until you find that one, sanina, whatever that is, until you find it, you seek it. That's what the picture of seeking is all about. You're finding something. It's kind of like asking as well, but it's asking with action. Now, this step is really important because a lot of us, we just stop on the asking part. We go to God, Lord, this is what I want. This is what I need. Lord, this is what I'm praying for, Lord God. And then we stop. And then we wait. And then if nothing happens, we say, ala, wala yung tabo. It doesn't work. Prayer is broken or something. Siguro kailang battery or something. We complain, we think, man, sabi na ako, yung si God, ask and it will be given to you. Asa naman to? That's why it's a good thing he said, seek and you will find. He doesn't just stop with ask lang, but go on and seek as well. Whenever we talk about seeking, talking about how we relate it to our lives, that means like, let's say you're praying for a job. You go to God, Lord, I want a job, Lord. I'm believing for a new job, a new career. Anyone here, you ever tried nagka-job mo or you heard of someone, nagka-job sila because they locked themselves in the room for 5 days. Then nag-pray sila dito, Lord, give me a job, Lord. Prayer and worship sila dito, 5 days, Lord, taki kong trabaho, Lord. And on the fifth day, nangitawag, hi, is this Mr. Kikoneras? Congratulations, you're hired. It doesn't happen in real life, okay? Prayer doesn't work that way. The Bible says, faith without action is dead. Faith without works is dead. We need to apply our faith. So the seeking part here also talks about applying our faith. If you're believing for a job, then go on, seek. Find that job. Putting your faith in God. Lord, is what I'm believing for a job. Then you go on. Then you search for jobs. Then you submit your job applications, whatever you call that. If you're a student, you're believing to pass your exams. So you don't just say, Lord, I pray, makapasar ko sa exam. Amen. Good night, Lord. Yes, makapasar na ko ugma. Yes, okay na. All right, students, prayer doesn't work that way. You want to pass your exams, applying prayer. You pray, you ask God, then you seek. What do you seek? You seek what you need to pass. You seek the notes that you need, whether it's photocopied, picture, actual handouts, books. You study. You seek the knowledge you need. You seek people who can help you understand what you... Pangit ang tabang, masig ka planin mo gi-highlight na. Di ba siya mong tarok sa mong otok, kasama ni siya, Lord. Pangit ang tabang. Seek. A lot of us, we just stop with the asking. We forget that, man, there's action as well. We need to apply our faith. Carry it with us. You're believing for healing? Seek for healing. Alam ka naman, mag-pray ka, Lord, I pray for healthy lifestyle. Bro, kasi ikaw ang lechon naghihapon nito. Okay, guys, that's wishful thinking. If you're thinking, one day, sigara, ga-pray bit ako. Man-neutralize ang cholesterol pa sa prayer. You actually have to do something, di ba? You can't just, Lord, I pray for ma-fit na ko, Lord, maka-six-pack ko. Lord, wala palagi, Lord. You need to do something. You need to exercise. You need to go out there. Be in faith that as you move, God's gonna make your prayer into reality. We seek an action step. But seeking is not just doing something, not just doing action, going out there, finding something as well. Talking about finding something, before we go out there and seek the answers to or the possible things that we can apply to our faith, do seeking also, most importantly, involves seeking God. Tell your seat for a while. Seek God. It involves seeking God. In the book of Jeremiah 29 verse 13 says there, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. When we ask God and we seek, we don't just seek what we need to do, but we also seek God. Especially if you're confused with what to pray with, you're confused if it is the will of God, then you need to seek God. You need to seek what His will is. You need to seek if what you're praying for is the right prayer. Maybe, you know, as you're praying for this particular job, as you're seeking God, you realize, man, dilidi ka na yung ipapray ni God ni mo. He wants you to pray a different kind of prayer pala. Then you go on praying as well. You seek God. You get to know. We don't just seek the gift. A lot of us, many of the times, we just want the gift. We just want the results, the rewards. We just want to get what we want. But a lot of times we miss out na more than just seeking the gift, we need to seek the giver. And in the day, again, prayer is all about deepening our relationship with God. It is not some get-rich-quick scheme for us, okay, with prayer, dato na ako dayon, mag-millionaire na ako. It's all about our relationship with God as well. So seek God, seek Him, seek His will, so that you would all the more sure what to pray for. You want to know how to seek God? Take a time. Pray, read the Bible, and that's how you seek God. You wait for His voice, for what He's about to say to you. Spend time to seek God. And then the last thing we can learn from Jesus' instructions is the word knock. Tell your seatmate for a while, knock. Mag-tok-tok, okay? Knock. Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8 says, knock and it will be opened to you, and to the one who knocks, it will be open. Double state ni Jesus. Whenever we talk about open doors, we talk about opportunities. Open doors for something means an opportunity, a potential. But whenever you talk about knocking on a certain door, it means that the door is closed. It's not open. Jesus here tells us na to knock at the closed door, to knock at something, meaning when we pray for something that is not yet open, you know, we're believing for a breakthrough over something. Jesus said, knock. Ask, seek, and knock. Now, what does it mean to knock? How do we apply knocking? Two words to help us. Knocking means asking something with urgency, and persistence. To knock means to go back and ask ang God, and you knock and you ask with urgency, with persistence naman. In other words, those three processes, they work hand in hand. You ask God, you come before God, Lord, this is my prayer. Lord, I'm asking these things, Lord God. Then you seek. You seek God's will. If sakto ba ning pray nimo, you seek, you try to apply your faith. You find, you seek and all that. And once you're sure, muna yung gani pa pray ni God nimo, once you're sure, this is the direction of the breakthrough that you're praying for, you knock. You go back to God again. You ask again. You know, Lord, I'm praying for these things with urgency. Hey, urgent kay, you know, nainin tok-tok sa door ninyo, nang kusog kayo nag... Hey, urgent kay siya, it needs help, Jude. Mata na diha, ano, nasunog ang balay. Kung nasunog ang balay, wala mo knock na mo, knock-knock, hello? Sunog na diyan balay na ito. Diba? Kung mag-inde-inde, knock-knock, hello? Ayo, sunog na inyong balay. No one does that, diba? You knock, pahawa diha, with urgency. And that's the kind of knocking Jesus wants us to do. With urgency, with persistence. Nakta, Lord, this is what I want. There's a strong anticipation. And we persist. We don't give up. A lot of us, we quit after we pray once. We pray twice. But Jesus never said a timeline. Ask, seek, knock. After 5 times, then you will have the answered prayer. It doesn't work that way. He just says, ask, seek, knock. And you know what those words, ask, seek, knock, in their original language, they're actually in their present imperative tense. In other words, if you were to translate them, it actually means keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking, and it will be open to you. In other words, we don't just do this once. Kaya don't quit. Tell your statement for a while. Don't quit. Persevere in praying. Persist in praying. Keep on asking God, and it will be given to you. Keep on seeking God, and you will find. Keep on knocking and it will be open to you. That breakthrough is gonna come. Some of you, you're at the verge of your breakthrough. But instead of grabbing it because you quit, you stop, you don't get to have it. You're nearly there na. Di ba sayang, doon ka nang happy na jud kaya na nakasportahan. It's about to be open. Then you turn around, ay, wala tao. Don't quit. Pray. Some of us here today, we have prayer requests. We've been praying for the longest time. 1 week, 2 weeks, or maybe for some of us, years. Some of you, you're here praying to God for the singles here. Lord, asa na akong love life, Lord? That's gonna happen. Persevere kang God prayer. You're praying to pass something, to succeed, or you're praying for a provision over something. Don't quit. Continue to pray. Persevere in prayer. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking kang God. And ultimately, why can we have the confidence to keep doing these things? What encourages us to keep doing so? And why do we have this access? Ultimately, the reason why we can do all these things is because we are God's children. His sons and daughters. In verse 9 of Matthew 7, as Jesus was about to wrap up his three-part instruction, in verse 9, he says, or which of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Anyone here, parents, ngayon anak ninyo ma, gutom na'y pandiha, na'y pandisal, di, na'y batos gawas kaundin to. Mas mabusog pa ka to kay bato to. Diba? No parents do that. Or the next verse, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent. Grabe no, parang mana is that, di na halas dong, kaon halas. Dira o, cobra. It doesn't happen that way. Verse 11, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to children, if kita, though we are sinful, though we are flawed, imperfect, though we know how to give good gifts, we know what gifts we should give to people, to children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? In other words, the reason why we can boldly and confidently ask, seek, and knock on God is because we are His children. You know, if I go home and I ask my parents something, I can confidently walk up and talk to them. But if I go ask Kiko's mom, te, pwede manghayo ko? That's not gonna happen. I can't just do that. None of us just walk into someone else's parents and ask them for money or ask them for some favor or something. We don't just go into someone else's house and say, excuse me, manghayo ko. We don't just do that. Because we don't have the relationship. But with our parents, we do so. Diba, parents, your kids have all the boldness, the audacity to ask things from you. Pa, ganan ko mangayog car, 3 years old pa. Pa, mangayog ko motorcycle, 2 years old, di ka nikabot ang paa sa ground. Pa, mangayog ani. They have the boldness to do that. Why? Because they're the kids. But no one else has that kind of boldness to ask the parents apart from their kids or their family members. The same thing with us. We can boldly keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking on God. In other words, we can persist in prayer because God is our Heavenly Father. Because He is our Heavenly Father. We have that access. And why do we have that access? The answer to that is what we did a while ago. The reason why we have this access is because of what Jesus did for us. We did communion a while ago. We took time to remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. Part of the benefits of what He did when He died on the cross. Give us a new life. Washed away our sins. You remember when we took the elements? Part of the benefit is having access to God. A unique access, VIP access, that we can just pray, come before Him boldly and ask Him stuff. That's like going up to a president or a billionaire or something and boldly asking them for what you need or what you want. That's the kind of access we get to God. Isn't it a shame that we don't get to use it always? Because we feel like we're too busy, we're too lazy to do it. We feel like we have to say a certain way sa prayers nato because it can't be heard. Jesus just encourages us, ask. Of us can do it. Seek. Knock. Those are simple terms. And all of us can do it. So my encouragement for all of us here today, if you're here today and whether you're in the midst of a challenge or not, everything's okay, no matter the season of your life, don't quit on praying. Persevere in prayer. Keep on praying. Not just because we can get what we want or what we need or what's good for us, but again, it makes us grow. It strengthens and deepens our relationship and understanding of God. And if you're here today and you're in the midst of a challenge, one thing will encourage you to persevere is through prayer. To humbly, you know, acknowledge that we can't do everything ourselves. Prayer is one way to actually worship and to glorify God. You're telling God, Lord, I can't do it alone. Lord, I'm just a man or a woman. I'm just a person. Praying is glorifying God, telling Him we can't do it alone. We're saying, Lord, I need You in my life. It is the self-righteous person who doesn't pray to God, who doesn't ask help from God, thinking that he's good enough. But the humble person knows he's standing before God, knows he can't do it alone, knows he needs God in his life. And my encouragement for all of us here today, church, is may we continue to pray and persevere and of course enjoy in praying as well. Not naman na parang burden sa to ang prayer sige, but may we enjoy in prayer as well. We persist in prayer simply because our God is our Heavenly Father.